Have you ever wondered why planets do not simply fly away into space? The answer begins with gravity, the invisible pull that helps organize our solar system. Today, we will follow three big ideas: gravity, motion, and the tricky scales used in models. First, gravity is a pull between objects that have mass, which means the stuff that makes up things. Earth's gravity pulls you toward the ground. Your gravity pulls on Earth too, but Earth is so much more massive that its movement is impossible to notice. The Sun has far more mass than any planet, so its gravity reaches across the solar system. It helps keep planets travelling around the Sun instead of drifting straight into deep space. Planets also use gravity to hold on to moons. Moons can pull on planets too. Gravity alone does not explain an orbit. A moving planet is also travelling forward. The Sun's gravity pulls it inward, while its motion carries it onward. Together, these effects make a curved path around the Sun. In many cases, that path is a slightly stretched circle called an ellipse. That brings us to the second idea. Rotation and orbit are different kinds of motion. Rotation means spinning around an imaginary line through an object. Orbit means travelling around another object. Think of a spinning top. It rotates. Now imagine carrying that top around a table. Its path is an orbit. Earth rotates once in about 24 hours. That rotation gives us the cycle of day and night. Earth also orbits the Sun once in about 365 days. That longer trip makes 1 year. So Earth is rotating and orbiting at the same time. The Moon does both motions as well. It rotates on its axis and orbits Earth. The time for one rotation is about the same as the time for one orbit. That is why people on Earth usually see nearly the same side of the Moon. Rotation is a spin. Orbit is a journey around another object. The third idea is scale. A scale model is a smaller or larger copy that keeps a chosen relationship. For example, a model might show the planet's sizes using 1 centimetre for every certain number of kilometres. This helps us compare which planets are larger and which are smaller. But planetary distances create a problem. The solar system is enormous, while planets are tiny compared with the spaces between them. If a model uses the same scale for both size and distance, the planets may become too small to see, or the model may stretch across a very large area. That is why a classroom model may use one scale for planet sizes and another for distances. This is useful, but it must be labelled clearly. A model can show an important idea without copying every measurement perfectly. When you study one, ask, "What does this model show well? And what does it leave out?" Let's recap. Gravity pulls objects with mass toward one another and helps shape orbits. Rotation is spinning, while orbiting is travelling around another object. Models often need separate scales because real planetary sizes and distances are difficult to show together. Now, if you built a solar system model, would you choose to show accurate sizes, accurate distances, or explain both with 2 scales?